Hey everyone, this is John Butler and you're listening to a podcast called My Home. This is where I join up with a really good friend, singer-songwriter, producer, Tommy Spender, to take you through all the tracks and all the songs of my new album, Home. So enjoy listening to My Home. Welcome home, everyone.
Welcome.
Yes.
Home. Welcome home.
Welcome
Thanks
home.
Thanks for having me in your home.
Thanks for creating it with me. We're here in Winnipeg, Canada.
Still here.
Still here. Still waiting to play Winnipeg Folk Fest. We cannot wait.
For those close by, room 1512.
1512. Yep. Really good coffee, which is really hard to find anywhere in North America, unless there's an Australian barista kind of around or somebody who understands Melbourne. Anyways, we found a good one.
We reached peak hipster in Winnipeg.
A little bit too good.
Yeah.
We're here to talk about faith. I want you to kind of push this a little bit because it's such a deep journey for me that I feel like I'm a little bit too close to the canvas at the moment.
Okay.
And I'm sure I can then talk way too much about it later on. Mm.
Okay. Well, I want you to talk me through this really eerie synth thing that is a real Springsteen-y vibe.
For me, once I got introduced to synths, really through Byron. You know, Byron came into the band almost 9 years ago now, and he really brought the Moog and just synthesizers in general into he introduced that palette to me. And so once I got my GarageBand up and going, it was user-friendly and easy, there was just hundreds of synths. It was a great way to kind of start adding something to what I was doing without just going down the usual road of, cool, it's going to be bass and drums. And, you know, I think synths can offer so much to folk music. You know, they're so transparent, but yet hug and support. And, you know, and for me as a complete Luddite, especially on the keyboard, it was a great way just to be able to, you know, play one note that just went with something really easily
really easy and
really nice and hugged it. And I like that a lot. I just made it.
Also, like,
creates a world.
The convenience of, like, having that much sonic palette in an iPad, which you check your email and look at cat videos on YouTube, and then you've got just one flick of your finger away, like, the option to choose from incredible synths that are like that in the time that they were released upon the world, they were like state-of-the-art science fiction level kind of machines, and now they're just sitting there ready to go.
Yeah, and you know, there's a whole argument whether they sound as good, and some sound as good, some don't.
That's exactly,
you know,
right.
Sample rates have gotten better, some are never compare to the real thing. My rule always in the studio is whatever sounds best wins. And for me, it was just another color to paint with. And I'm always looking for new colors to paint with that kind of just help support the story and the song and the bed. And so, you know, having it was just those things, I just never had any access to that stuff before. Mm. You know, I'd have to sit on somebody's Nord and go through countless buttons, and it was just like all of a sudden all this stuff was at my fingertip. And so when it came time to recording, I'm like, Jan, this is the sound.
Yeah.
We can try to replicate it somewhere else, but I like the sound.
Yeah.
It sounds good to me. And I'd be playing
your iPad.
I'd be playing my iPad into the track.
It's cool.
My singular finger touch, keyboard style.
Yeah, yeah. Pecking on the keyboard. I've sort of, you know, honed you in on like some just basic sound stuff, but like, what does faith mean to you? As a song, as a concept?
I mean, faith just as a concept is just like, I think what you believe and what you choose to put your energy and time to manifests. Mm. And I've thought about it in extreme context, it's not always true. I mean, you know, people living in really, you know, it is a luxury to even have that way of thinking, maybe a little bit. I'm sure if I lived in a war-torn country and I wanted to really believe in something else and another way of life and another opportunities. It may not just be that easy. But that's debatable. You know, that's a philosophical conversation that you could really... How long's a piece of string? But generally speaking, it's amazing what faith can do.
Mm.
I believe in the power of faith. I believe in the power that what I choose to focus on and work towards and put intention into and attention to manifests something in that direction. It's not always the thing I was... But it works in that direction. And sometimes it works in mysterious ways, which is better than what I wanted it to be, you know? So I'm struck by it.
Mm.
And I think I'm struck by spirituality in a broader terms of a cultural way it binds culture and story and song and ethics and morals and life, like, you know, like very old universal laws put into mythology, into stories, so that people for hundreds of years can understand these lessons and stories, so that we can somehow make life a little bit more doable. Because life is mysterious and it could be quite tricky. And so, you know, I've been very much inspired by indigenous cultures' idea of spirituality and their stories and their mythology, and the way they see their connection to, you know, to each other and to the planet. You know, this is all generally speaking here, you know. And then I've had to build my own
faith.
Yeah. I've had to build my own faith because I've seen just through the power of, you know, just of thought and concentration, and even now science is, you know, backing it up in a lot of ways, you know, like I heard something about placebo. 10 to 80% of the time, amount of time, a placebo will work just as much as the actual drug. That has everything to do with the mind. And Joe Dispenza, I think, is a great thinker. I think he's also a quantum physicist as well. He will talk a lot about that. So that's the science of faith. That's the science of belief. And I don't, you know, when science and then nature start kind of showing the same patterns, I start seeing a universal kind of pattern. And
a truth.
And I start going, cool, okay, I can see where this idea of faith comes from. How does it suit me? I think it suits everybody differently. You know, I think atheism is just as much as belief as believing in a white guy with a white beard up in a white cloud. I mean, they're both beliefs. You know, you believe in nothing, you believe in, you know, are they, you know, whatever you believe will be real. So, you know, I'm enthralled by the subject. I always have been. And, you know, I'm constantly, you know, I travel with a portable touring altar, you know, like to have my bits and pieces around, you know, my tokens from my ancestors and, you know, some candles and some photos and some, you know, some feathers that were given to me and some clapping sticks that were given to me and sage that was given to me and how they all work into the tapestry that I have my faith, you know. Going back to the birth of the song, my son and I, we love camping. We try to get out as much as possible. My son had hopped into his swag and gone to bed, and I just had my kick around guitar and you know, just the double thumbing kind of came up, the old classic. Well, I'm digging around in the sand, lost in the wilderness, just looking for wind, without going out of time. Kind of just started coming out. You know, I was looking up at the stars, sitting by myself in silence, and enjoying the gift of solace and being by yourself in nature. Mm. It's hard not to go, where do I fit into this magical absurdity of life spinning around a sun in a vacuum in an ever-expanding universe, the probability of life, just a mixture of minerals and gases and atoms and somehow life, whoa, and here I am, I have this six string, I have a sun there, and we go, you start going out there a little bit, and so,
It's very reflective.
It's very reflective being out in nature, I think it's always going to hark back to this home thing. Like, I got off the road, I went back to nature, I went home, I was having some pretty big thoughts about who I am, where I am, how do I really fit into this, and I'm asking some questions. So, digging around in the sand, lost in the wilderness, just looking for a hand, you know, I've got seed that I must sow. Like, I'm lost, but I know there's something more out there. Great mystery up in the sky, looking down on me with the thousands of eyes, all those stars just looking down on me going, whoa, you know, I know we can't be alone. There are things I need to know. I need to belong. I don't think this is all random, nor do I think it's some orchestrated thing by a male in the sky, you know? No, I don't know what it is. But my glimpses of moments of connectivity with nature in the spirit through many different ways, some through nature, some through hallucinogens, some through ritual, some through trauma, I'm certain that I'm part of something bigger than just myself. And so, but I look at the damage it does, you know? So the second verse, you know, I got the picks and I got the spades, I got the dynamite, I even brought grenades. Come on, let's dig ourselves into a great big hole. Worst thing you can ever talk about at a dinner table, religion. You know, it's like, let's get into an argument about this. Let's see how much we can divide and go into the ambiguous hole of it all. So, you know, that's what I wanted to talk about there. It's like, okay, so, you know, I got picked up, dig ourselves into a great big hole. And then I just started kind of rapping a little bit, you know, like in my head, like, dig deep enough, you know, like, hole, dig deep enough, and then maybe we'll reach Beijing. I would literally remember digging a hole deep and going, one day we're going to reach China. I remember doing that as a 7-year-old living in LA. And maybe we'll reach Beijing. When we arrive, I'll hit the streets and I'll ask for the king. And it's like, ask for the king, and the whole Jesus concept comes up, but also Elvis comes up. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, this could be fun, because, you know, Elvis is a messiah to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And the idea that the false prophets and the, you know, and we choose your guru, you know? And then my tour manager, Kester, who's on another podcast, she got this tattoo, TBC, which is an acronym and a symbol with a lightning bolt that says it means taking care of business, which I never realized that was, I've seen that tattoo and that symbol around, but I never realized it was Elvis. So somehow through talking to her and Elvis kind of entering from stage right, all of a sudden into this kind of philosophical, theological, existential kind of journey. Here comes a whole lot of love.
Here comes Elvis.
Taking care of business on the south side, or so I've been told. So this idea that, like, you know, God could be, you know, the savior could be literally, you could have walked past him and said, no, I don't want to give you money. You know, that what if God was one of us kind of thing, you know? You know, and when I see him, I say, hey, you, what happened to your blue suede shoes? And, you know.
And when I see him, I say, hey, you, what happened to your blue suede shoes?
Actually kind of revealing the king for who he is, like to the listener, like, no, I'm actually talking about Elvis here. Mm-hmm. You know, may Elvis, where's my gold, man? Like, where, maybe I'm asking you. I'm asking everything right now. I'm searching, man. I'm digging. Maybe it's you. So, and I'm just looking for some faith to get me through tomorrow with just a little grace in this whole crazy world we live. It's a lot to pack into a song.
It is.
And I remember thinking, what are you doing here, dude? Like, really? We're going to go down this place right now? Why don't you, you know... think back 20 years ago, I would have gone, what is God? Because the church is fucked. And but I need something to believe in. But what should I believe in? I'm so lost right now. And but I try to make it rhyme. And so, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm proud of the song. I'm happy with how it turned out. And it's a journey, and it's a big mouth to chew, big bite to chew. But I've chewed it in a way that I feel that has a bit of grace. And then we started recording it.
And it all went out the window. No, I'm joking.
It's like, how do you create this double thumbing song that doesn't just turn into another double thumbing folk song? Harking back to all the things is that I don't really listen to a lot of that music, and so I didn't want to make that type of music, but that's how I write as an artist. So trying to create this kind of semi-country dance beat behind it, with the big boom booms again everywhere, the big drums, and then kind of Bruce Springsteen kind of synths that I didn't realize were Bruce Springsteen. They came over more afterwards when I started speaking to you and other people about it. And then we get to the solo at the end.
Yeah, talk me through this amazing little kind of cosmic part that feels, like visualizing you out in the bush with your boy in a swag asleep, looking up at the stars and like maybe a little fire. It is a very cosmic sort of vision that you might have been having, and for me, when I hear it, it's embodied in this passage that you play, and it's the way it's kind of treated.
Yeah,
it kind of loops over, and it becomes like this infinite looping.
Yeah, it gets really fractal.
Yeah,
it gets really a bit like there's a bit of quantum physics,
yeah.
Psychedelia, like it encompasses all the places that.
The musical expression of the idea.
Yeah, it really is. And strangely, it was never meant to be that way, which is perfect because I don't know. I just try to do what the song wants, and I think I know what the song wants, but most of the time I don't. So the solo was meant to be part of the double thumbing style, that kind of classic, that kind of vibe. And it just, we got it recorded fairly well, and it just sounded fucking boring, straight up. And then I was like, I could try this. And so I just kind of went for this kind of like, this is what my fingers want to do right now. And so it kind of had this. It's just like Shredderville. And I said, what do you reckon about this? And he's like, that's it, man. Whatever you're doing. I'm like, cool. And I recorded like 20 solos. And then I said, you need to go away now, Jan. You need to go inside and be with your family. It's 7 o'clock. You've been in here all day with me. You've just listened to 30 solos. And none of them are perfect because I'm just making shit up as I go.
Yeah.
I look at the guitar like a synthesizer or like a drum beat that I can muck around with, And so that's what I did with that solo. I grabbed 25 solos and just sat there for an hour and a half.
Mm.
And Jan came back and goes, how you going there, buddy? I've been hearing, because his house is a little bit away from the studio. He's like, how you going, man? That's been a long time. And I'm like, I kind of look back at him really wired going, I think I got it.
Is it fun?
This is me as a person. This is where I'm at as a person. This is where I'm at as a songwriter. This is where I'm at as a guitarist. This is me.
Is it fun to play live?
Yeah, it is. It has this tricky falsetto part in the middle. And right now, at this part of the tour, my voice is pretty tired. And so
yeah, are we 5 weeks in here?
Yeah, and okay. my voice is tripping out. I need to go and get it checked out. But yeah, but it's fun to play. It's super fun to play. Really, you know, it goes from that head voice to this super thin falsetto, which, like, I've never sung in any song ever. Mm. But that's what it wanted. It wanted, like, this...
fragility, maybe.
Yeah, it wanted this, like... Mm. It's part of me going, hey, I'm looking. You know, what is it? I'm looking. And then this fragile falsetto is like, this is why I'm looking. Because I feel lost and broken. And I'm lonely, you know? Yeah. Faith.
Well, I'm digging around in the sand, lost in the wilderness, just looking for a hand. I've got seed that I must sow. Great mystery up in the sky, looking down upon me with your millions of eyes. Come on, there are things. Dance with religion, I try to make friends with those 7 days. I could not make amends with it. Watch the kingdoms crumble as they grow. Well, I'm just looking for some faith to get me through tomorrow with just a little grace in this old crazy world. Sometimes it's like a life raft, and other times leaks like a sieve. Don't ask me why. I brought the picks and I got the spades. I got some dynamite, I even brought grenades. Come on, let's dig ourselves into a great big hole. Dig deep enough, maybe we'll reach Beijing. When we arrive, I'll hit the streets. And I'll ask for the king, taking care of business on the south side, so I've been told. And when I see him, I'll say, hey, you, what happened to your blue suede shoes? And can you tell me where I hear all my gold? Cause I'm just looking for some. Just a little grace in this so crazy world we live. Sometimes it's like a life raft, and other times leaks like a sieve. And when it all comes crumbling down, help me drop an anchor to keep my whistler on the ground. Sins are all of my doubts and all the fear that corrodes my soul. Not to know I'm a long time dead. My papa said, you make your bed, leave all behind unbroken as you roll on. And then you'll find your through tomorrow with just a little grace in this crazy world we live. Sometimes it's like a life raft, and other times it looks like a sieve. And when it all comes crumbling down, help me drop an anchor to keep my roots there on the ground. In this crazy world we live, sometimes it's like a life raft, and other times it looks like a sieve. Sign up on me. just looking for a hand. I've got seed that I must sow.